My specific role on the Journal of Physiology was as an ethical editor. And so I would always be looking at papers to see that the experiments had been humanely conducted. And one of the problems is now, was that in the old days, when we worked under the 1876 Act, it was a law of the society that we wouldn't publish anything that didn't conform with the 1876 Act, i.e. something that couldn't have been done in this country. But when the 1986 Act came in, all sorts of extra things were introduced, like the source of animals, the reuse of animals, the holding of animals in purpose breeding of animals, etc., etc. And it was very difficult. You could no longer say that we can't publish things that couldn't have been done in this country because they infringe the law. For instance, in this country, you can take oocytes from the Xenopus frog for twice, but in the States you can take them six times. So you had some really, really good science, and you couldn't say, well, we'll reject this paper because it doesn't comply with our legislation. So I had to make quite difficult judgments. Sometimes you ask for some information, they just fail to mention that they anaesthetise the animal. We ask them, and you've discovered it was all perfectly humane, they just didn't put in the details. But then there are some times when there are details that they can't supply, particularly when they're using electric shocks, and you discover when you ask them that they have absolutely no idea what current they're passing, and so that sort of thing immediately gets rejected. So it takes a bit of looking at. And then I do ring up the Home Office quite a bit if there's something I really don't like, to say, if given sufficient justification, would this ever get licensed? And they said yes, if the justification is good enough. But sometimes they say no, under absolutely no circumstances would this sort of experiment get licensed. And so then we reject them.